For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alrighty, literally and figuratively, it is a Good Friday, right?
It is.
You like that?
Unless you're stuck at work, like
yeah,
us.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe. It's still a Good Friday to be alive. It's a Good Friday to those who celebrate Good Friday. Easter weekend. And for guys like me, while Metal Chris gets excited about acid breath.
Bath. It's bath.
Acid bath?
Like, you know, a bathtub full of acid, you know?
Like you should take a bath in acid. While acid breath is coming back to Baltimore, and that's what gets him going, you guys know what this weekend is all about. It is the Super Bowl of sports entertainment. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin this weekend.
Isn't the Super Bowl the Super Bowl?
Nope. The Super Bowl of sports entertainment, baby, is WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
Snap into a Slim Jim. WrestleMania weekend, baby. Do you know what I'm going to be doing all this weekend?
Watching reruns of old ones where like Hulk Hogan body slams Andre the Giant.
See, this is the great thing. You don't need to watch reruns. You got tonight, Friday night SmackDown at 8 o'clock on USA Network. Then at like 1 in the morning, if I can stay awake that long, maybe I'll take a nap in between, they had the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony.
You always DVR that, right?
Well, sure. I think it's on Peacock, but I'm not 100% sure on that. I got to figure that out. And then tomorrow night and Sunday night, you have 4 hours each night at least, and that's just the wrestling and the show, not the pregame, of WrestleMania 41 from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, 60,000 plus each night. And then on Monday night, and this is going to be a little bit of an issue, I got the Caps and the Canadians that I'll be at. But then you have the biggest Monday Night Raw of the year, where a lot of surprises get revealed and returns and all sorts of juicy nuggets. Can't wait. Cannot wait. It's WrestleMania weekend, baby. For those of us that live in that world, and it's not for everybody, I don't love everything, as you all know. Like, I couldn't wait for the college basketball tournament and the Masters to get over with and to get off my calendar. I couldn't wait. Just like I can't wait for WrestleMania. But I don't have interest in everything, so I understand. Like, I don't know. I don't watch UFC. But I love wrestling. I love WrestleMania. And I can't wait. Now, there's all sorts of other stuff going on tonight, this weekend, what have you. NBA final play-in games, then the NBA playoffs start. Stanley Cup playoffs, as we mentioned, start but not here until Monday night. There's even a series starting after that, Florida-Tampa Bay, on Tuesday night. Caps, games 1 and 2, Monday and Wednesday at Capital One Arena. Then the NFL draft is, of course, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next weekend. You got the Nats in Denver. You got all sorts of stuff going on. All sorts of stuff going on. Now, coming up on the show today, we are going to have a lengthy, by radio standards, but a good conversation with my friend from World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, in Las Vegas at WrestleMania, Byron Saxton. Byron Saxton is a Burke, Virginia native, and Byron Saxton is a huge Commanders fan. And he had a little surprise for me when we spoke this morning so that I could accommodate his busy schedule, and he accommodated me and was so kind as always. You will hear that interview in its entirety at 3 o'clock. So if you're a WWE fan, you know Byron Saxton, again, not only a Burke, Virginia native, not only a Commanders fan, Florida Gators as well, alum, but also a WWE broadcast talent and was once stone cold stunned in the middle of the ring at WrestleMania by Stone Cold Steve Austin, who makes his return tonight. He'll be part of the Hall of Fame induction ceremony late tonight, I think 1 a.m. I think it's 1 a.m. But you get the point. And I'm sure he'll be making an appearance at WrestleMania over Saturday and or Sunday. Maybe both. Who knows? So Byron Saxton will join us. We will talk more than just WrestleMania. We will talk about how excited, how giddy he is for Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders and for his beloved Florida Gators. So we will talk about all of that and a bag of chips coming up at 3 o'clock on this Friday afternoon. Until then, we have plenty of time for you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. There isn't one overtly, I guess is the right way to say it, obvious way to lead. I just wanted to clean up something from yesterday's show, because I got a lot of comments on it as usual, because the only thing that you guys care about on Twitter is busting my chops. That's the only thing you care about.
That's kind of what Twitter's for.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. So there is always a lot of conjecture when it comes to the Redskins' name and the Commander's name. And yesterday on the show, I was in the process of saluting Josh Harris for putting up, you know, what will eventually amount roughly to about $9 billion worth of his group's money to buy the team, to rescue the team from Dan Snyder, to give it back to its fan base after being robbed for so long. Highway robbery. And then the reported $2.5 billion that he's reportedly going to invest, reportedly, in a new stadium project. In addition to the capital improvements that he's made at Northwest Stadium and at the practice facility in Ashburn and in general, it's inching close to, once everything goes official, if it goes official, to about $9 billion, right? And I said, look, why is returning to RFK so important to him? And why has that been a mission of his ownership group, of his tenure? And it was obvious to me that, yes, he grew up at RFK. Yes, it was very sentimental for lots of reasons. For him, for Mark Hine, for Mitchell Wells, for others, and for you. And I said, look, he made the decision And make no mistake about it, he made the decision not to blow up the name Commanders and never mind go back to Redskins. That was never going to happen again. But in a silly manner, change the name from Commanders just because a bunch of you don't like the name for whatever ridiculous reason you have. The last name of Dan Snyder. It really wasn't. But Dan Snyder didn't stand in the way. It wasn't even Dan Snyder's choice, but it happened under his ownership tenure.
If he had a choice, he wouldn't have done it. I mean, that's the thing. Right. We all know that.
Well, he originally wanted Warriors. I don't know how his thought process changed towards the end. But he originally wanted Warriors and had to be talked out of that.
Steph Curry causing a dynasty in the Bay Area might have had impact on that. You know, if the Warriors were still just a middling team and nobody cared.
Yeah, maybe. But either way, people hate the name Commanders or dislike the name Commanders or will not buy any merchandise or whatever. And people that I love and respect and like. I don't understand, but I love and respect and I like. And they are regular participants to this show. And with all due respect to Kevin Sheehan, he's amongst the same. I completely disagree with him, but Kevin is Kevin. You are you. You can do whatever you want. Doesn't mean I have to like it. Doesn't mean I have to agree with it. Doesn't mean you have to like my stance. Doesn't mean you have to agree with my stance.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
That being said, I brought up the name game yesterday and saying, hey man, Josh made a conscious decision to not change the name from Commanders again. He had nothing to do with changing it from Redskins. He had nothing to do changing it from Washington Football Team to Commanders. He had everything to do, has everything to do with finding the home of the future. That's on his watch. Because they were so incompetent, Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen, that fell to Josh Harris and his ownership group with almost no progress being made. This is Josh Harris's part of Josh Harris's defining legacy, the forever home. And the way it looks right now, moving the Washington Commanders back home to RFK. But he did have an opportunity to change the name from Commanders to make a bunch of you happy. For the wrong reasons, but to make a bunch of you happy. He could have easily done that. It was reported that he was going to do it. It was speculated heavily that it was really important to him and that it was going to happen and it was just a matter of time. And since all that, which was nonsense in my opinion, he has come out definitively and said, it's not changing. So he had one last opportunity besides changing around the culture of the organization, changing the product on the field, hiring the right people, finding the right recipe to actually, I don't know, you know, win on the field. He had one last opportunity, and that was to go home. And while it's far from official, it looks like that's where they're heading. And so the name came up, and I said, you know, Josh probably looks at it as, that wasn't my thing. That wasn't my decision. I could have changed from Commanders, but there's all sorts of problems with that, right? As we've discussed constantly. I said, the one thing he can control, though, is returning the team to its historical home. It's obviously not RFK Stadium. It's going to be a stadium with a lot of bells and whistles, but it's on the RFK site. It's at that location. We all know the significance of what that means. But the name and what Josh couldn't do or wouldn't do or decided not to do came up. So our staff at Odyssey, led by the great Lou DiPietro, put up a story with the audio of us talking about this particular situation. And man alive, did I get just bludgeoned when I quote tweeted the story.
Are they even considered tweets anymore now? It's not called that.
I know. I mean, it's still Twitter. So I said to, again, this was put on the Team 980 Twitter. The RFK news also brought at WrestleMania 621 back around to the name change to Commanders. Is no movement on that a loss for Josh Harris? Question mark. With the link to the audio and whatnot. I didn't really ask the question that way. That's just kind of how they presented it, which is fine. They present it however they want. I tagged it. I said, inevitably, it always comes up. And I've never and will never change my stance. I said, hashtag Redskins is worth fighting for, or was worth fighting for. Hashtag Commanders is not. It's fine. And man alive, did I just get bludgeoned. Here's a sample of what I got from Colin. Hey, Chris, have you ever been to the National Museum of the American Indian? It's really well done. Great cafe. Okay. Weldon, we winning football games. We got our stadium. Not yet. The important stuff is taken care of. Okay, we'll see. Return to RFK. Rooster, as a father of a man with special needs, I think you'd have a more sympathetic point of view for human civil rights quagmire, native-themed mascots present, but I won't hold that against you. Then there was somebody beating a dead horse. Then there was some loser that called me a loser and said, you're honestly such a loser. That was Commander Canada. Well, sir, I think your name says it all. Then somebody put up a meme. Why are you talking? Then somebody said, please stop trolling. Josh Harris is not risking a stadium deal on a team name. With a meme from Let It Go, what was that movie? I forget.
Frozen.
Chosen.
I got two little girls. Let me know.
Frozen. Not Chosen.
Chosen is a very different movie.
Exactly. then somebody said Dan Snyder's team name blows. Hope they leave that behind. ASAP. There was one more that I can't find right now in all the responses, but you get the point. People are so mad still about this, and I can't figure it out. I just can't, for the life of me, figure out why a team nickname still creates so much anger a brand, why it creates so much anger. I still can't figure it out all these years later. Like, again, I get Redskins was the historical name. It was not meant in any way, shape, or form as a derogatory term, as an insult, as an epithet, as a bad word. It was a football team's name from the mid-1930s.
Yeah, I mean, Sam's a little different in the 30s, though. You got to admit that.
Yes. But what I always fight against is those that hate the name Commanders, think it's the worst name on earth, and just cannot get past it and cannot even mention it, never mind buy it, the product, or support it, or just wrap their arms around and say, all right, the battle was lost with Commanders in 2020. It doesn't matter. Would you like the team better if it was the Washington Armada or the Washington Scorpions?
I kind of like Scorpions.
Why did that not surprise me?
I'm guessing the Washington Angels of Death is off the table.
Probably, Chris.
That would be except super metal. That would be like the most metal sports team.
Except in your mind. How about the Washington Acid Breaths?
Acid Bath.
Whatever. Anyway, I still can't figure it out. And I just laughed at all these comments. I don't even know if I should respond to any of them. Because people get so mad when you say Commanders is fine. Leave it alone. Don't bother. Don't even worry about it. Don't lose any sleep over it. It's okay. It's good. It's fine. It's filler. It is. It's just a name. It's just a brand name. Like when Dunkin' Donuts went to Dunkin', do you think I cared 1 ounce? Not at all. And that's my favorite brand. And I'm not a big brand name guy. But if there was one, that's it. I cared zero rat's asses when Dunkin' Donuts went to Dunkin'. Could not care any less. So I don't understand why you guys care as much as you do. You want to help me out on that? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.